Hey, Master Soul. So today we are diving in to the final Inner Council member, your Sage. Now, the beautiful thing about the Sage is most of you people who are already here in the Master Soul University are very used to her voice. She is the voice of your intuition. She is the voice that our Outer Council channels through. She is the voice that says this and points you to exactly what's going on, or you know, indicates in your body somehow that something is good or bad, right or wrong. All of those spiritual nudges that we get, they all come through the voice of your Sage. So most of you are very familiar with how it feels to be in conversation with her. Now, as part of your council, however, she is also the one who will sit down and ask each council member what's going on. Because the Sage's deepest desire is to get to the core of every issue. It's the deepest, most simplest piece of everything. And so if this is something that we are divinely aligned to create, then what happens is she wants to know, what's going on? Why aren't we creating this beautiful piece of expansion, this divine download in the world? It is time. You got the message. Let's do this. What's going on? What's at the core root of why we're doing it and also why we are not doing it? What is it intuitively that we need to do next in order to get ourselves the closest and propel ourselves the fastest and get ourselves the closest to that which you most desire? Our Sage is the one that says, all of these complications matter nigh because this is the core root. This one little pinpoint of light will become a supernova split atom within your system and will make this entire thing explode in beautiful, epic light. She hates complication. She hates all of the fussing. She hates all of the small talk. Let's just get to the issue and get going, right? She's very practical practical in that way, where it's that Zen master moment where everything is clear, where everything is simple, and where you just know. And that's that place of true balance that the Sage is always after. And so if any part of it feels out of balance, then the Sage is the one that knows it's out of balance first and knows exactly who needs the support, which of your aspects needs a little bit extra. And if we sit down and we go, okay, who needs attention? And we ask the Sage who needs attention, she'll tell you exactly where you need to go first. Because oftentimes, maybe it's our lovers out of balance, but the first person to stand up is the manager going, hey, hello, need attention, when we ask that question. But if we really go into our intuitive self and say, okay, in this project, in this particular instance, who do I need to talk to have this really truly be in balance? And she will guide us to the right council member and to the right issue, even if that's herself. Now, when she is out of balance, what happens is we stop listening to her. We start doubting that this is the real answer because it's so simple. And that's that fine line. Her responses are so simple. Sometimes they're monosyllabic. Sometimes they're not even words, you just know. And because it's so simple and so clean, everything that it comes down to is so simple and so clean that we tend to say, well, that can't be it. And we have arguments with our Sage all of the time. And when we start arguing with her, what happens is she keeps throwing out the next simple answer. And the more we don't listen to that simple answer, the more the answers start piling up one upon each other until we have this stack of complication instead of the original simple answer. And so when she starts stacking up and stacking up, what happens is she stops giving really good advice because you're already on the 20th message. And at a certain point, she's like, you know what? What do you want me to say here? I gave you the answer 20 messages ago. And I can repeat it, but you're still not listening. Listen. This is really simple. Smart goals, right? Keep it simple. Stupid. Something like that. Although the sage doesn't call you stupid. And you are not stupid when you don't listen to her. It's natural. Because we're always looking for the complication, and the only thing the sage wants is the simplicity. She wants to declutter our lives, declutter our brains, declutter all of it. And when you've got someone over here, you know, the change maker going, let's go create an entire new world paradigm. And she's saying, great, do this one thing. It's hard to reconcile those two opposing ideas within your own psyche. And so as we sit down with a counsel, your job when you're speaking with the sage is to really truly listen to what the next one step. She's the part of you that wants you to slow down to speed up. She's the part of you that just wants to do that one next indicated thing, because she will only download one response at a time. That's all she's capable of. One response at a time. And then we get that. And if that's not the response that our other council members really wanted to hear, then she'll give us another one. And she'll give us another one and another one and another. And our intuition is always turned on. And with respect to getting into alignment in her project, there's only one response that really is divine. The one that is probably the first one down there at the bottom of the pile. And she wants us to really sort through all of the thousands of messages that we've looked at and asked for and get to the simplicity that is divine. Now, in many ways, she is our sixth sense. We talked about the manifestor being the five earth senses. This is our extrasensory sense, right? Those extra senses, those senses that are inexplicable, which is why we have this crazy dynamic in conversation with her. So while it is very natural for us as master souls to sit down and meditate and talk to her and have these amazing conversations and insights, her voice will deliver to us in many different formats, maybe in a way that all of a sudden someone will say a sentence to us and it will trigger some sort of massive expansion within our souls. She just wants us to listen. Listen with your sixth sense, and you will be guided to the simplicity of what it means to be a true master soul. It's not complicated. Doesn't have to be hard. We just have to sit down and really be in conversation with our sage and say, what one thing? What one thing will create alignment within our council? What one thing will propel us the fastest and get us the closest to that which we most desire? Who do I need to talk to create this? What do I need to put into place? How am I at an energetic level going to be this thing that we are creating? And when we ask from that place of like, okay, from a spiritual standpoint, I want to be this message so that we can really create the most powerful widget in the world. What do we need to do? And we need to be prepared for the answer that seems so simple that we discount it. Because she sees the genius in who you already are. She knows that if you are trying to create it, you already are it. And she looks at you and just says, well, let's remember. Who are you? Be that. And you get this answer and you go, no, it has to be something else. And she says, no, just be that. So listen to your sage with different ears. Listen for the simple answer. And that is when she will be most expansive and most in service on your counsel. So that is the sage, and that is the completion of your entire inner counsel. So our next class, we're going to pull all of these council members together and have a few little dialogues with how they interact. And this lesson today with the sage is the most critical part as you enter into having full-blown council meetings. So I love you guys. I look forward to hearing more about your sage and some of the simplicity of the responses that you are receiving in this moment. And we'll talk to you later.